5:35, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on this Friday afternoon. We got to go all the way down to Houston, Texas, where we find Emily Miller, senior editor for the opinion pages here at the Washington Times. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Andy. It's good to be on.
Well, it's good to have you on from the NRA convention, I guess, down in Houston.
Yeah.
I understand what they're expecting, 70,000 people down there this weekend.
Well, they lowballed it. I think with 70,000, it looks to me that there's a lot more than that. I mean, the place is absolutely mobbed. It's at the convention center in Houston, and Sarah Palin just wrapped up her speech, and Governor Perry was on just before that, and I interviewed Governor Perry about all the things going on here in Texas to bring the gun manufacturers here because they're being so treated so poorly in other states.
Yeah, and how's that going?
Very well. I mean, he said that he met with Colt face-to-face yesterday. You know, they're all in town here, with Remington. He's already gotten some small companies to move, and he's working on getting the bigger ones like Beretta, like as I mentioned, Remington to move, and Magpul, which is in Colorado, which makes accessories as well. So, you know, it does look like a lot of these big companies are moving their jobs to Texas, and it's both a function of the laws and what they say, but also a function of the fact that they want to go where they're appreciated. And, you know, that's what Rick Perry said. He said, you know, people want to be appreciated, and they want to feel liked.
Yeah.
He told me as an aside that, remember when the golfer Phil Mickelson said, you know, I'm in California and I'm paying so much in income taxes and it's just sort of ridiculous.
Sure.
And so Rick Perry said he called Mickelson 2 days later and he's like, come on down to Texas. And Mickelson was like very receptive to it. He said, you know, how much I really appreciate being told, being said that to me because I don't hear that in California. And so that's what he says has been what Houston's are saying is we want you here. We want your product. We want your jobs and the economic benefits that we get from your company.
Yeah. I don't know how much you've heard about the news today, but the left is claiming that it's a big party going on in Houston, but during a time when we should be having a conversation on gun control. NBC called it a nine-acre show while the gun control debate is taking place. And they, I mean, just looking right down their noses at the NRA.
I mean, I guess I am isolated because I am here. And, of course, I'm never surprised by how the mainstream media interprets these things because they're not here. Yeah, the showcase is incredible, and it is acres, because we're at a convention center, so it's acres of show of products. And, you know, these products are doing very well for our economy, but our guns or the accessories of guns, it's, you know, a great economy and doing well, and there's no reason to not show off this industry, but that's not why people come. I mean, if they wanted to, that they would go to gun shows. The reason the members of the NRA go to their annual meeting, they have committee meetings, they have discussions of strategy of where they go forward, where the fights are, and this year of all years, obviously, for everything that's going on the national level and the state level, is extremely important. And, you know, I see people walking in all day, in and out of meetings, discussing among themselves, the board members meetings, you know, days, morning, tonight. You know, they have to figure out where they're putting their money because they're facing someone like Mike Bloomberg who has endless cash and can spend it however he wants. And, you know, these are average Americans. They're paying their annual dues and, you know, their funding is a different level.
Yeah. If you didn't hear what NBC had to say, then you probably didn't hear what the president had to say in Mexico a short while ago. So I want to play this.
Well, I will say, Andy, I did hear about that, and I asked Rick Perry about that. I just posted a story at WashingtonTimes.com about Rick Perry's response to what Obama said. So please play what Obama said.
Okay, here we go.
And we also recognize that most of the guns used to commit violence here in Mexico come from the United States. I think many of you know that in America, our Constitution guarantees our individual right to bear arms. And as president, I swore an oath to uphold that right, and I always will. But at the same time, as I've said in the United States, I will continue to do everything in my power to pass common sense reforms that keep guns out of the hands of criminals and dangerous people that can save lives here in Mexico and back home in the United States. It's the right thing to do.
You know, I mentioned to Jeff Cooner a little while ago that I thought this was the beginning of the apology tour number two.
You know what? I said to Rick Perry, he was giving a speech, and I read our White House reporter, Dave Boyer, wrote that story that Obama is telling Mexicans that he's going to infringe on our Second Amendment rights to make them safer. You know, this is the president who oversaw Fast and Furious, I might add. So, you know, Dave Boyer told me about that, and so I said to Rick Perry when he got off stage, and I started interviewing him, have you heard? And he said, I had it. And the look of shock on his face, and he actually pushed back to the table, and he started thinking. I said, what is your response? And he didn't have an answer, and he said, you know, for the president of the United States to go to a foreign country and say that, he said, I'm incredulous. I mean, he was actually pretty stunned and at a loss for words for a minute. And then he said, you know what, this has been his agenda since before he was elected, and that is to disarm Americans. And that's what I wrote about in the Washington Times. You can read his full comments. But he said that this president wants to disarm America. It is dangerous for that to happen, but that has been his agenda, and that is what he's been fighting for. And, you know, that's what gun owners are up against here at Houston, is 4 more years of a president who really does want to take away their guns. And they know that. And you know, it's just shocking that on foreign soil, he would say that he is going to infringe upon the Constitution. And Rick Perry said, you know, this president has absolutely no respect for the Constitution. None.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true.
Yeah. This is also the weekend where there will be a new president of the NRA selected or elected. And that isn't, you know, I just realized that's a non-paid or unpaid position.
It's funny you said that because I didn't know that myself. I was sitting with the current NRA president, David Keene, at dinner at the Washington Times dinner table at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last weekend. And we were talking about it, and I said, oh, it's such a shame, David, that your two-year term is up because you've been such a great spokesman for the NRA. I mean, because David Keene is very good with the media. Obviously, he's sitting at our table, so he's comfortable with the media. He goes on TV a lot. And he said to me, well, you know, I got to make some money at some point. And I was sort of confused, and that's how I learned. I did not realize that it was an unpaid position. That's obviously extremely full-time position. So the new president, and, you know, NRA elections in recent years, historically there have been some, you know, more controversial. In recent years, they're very predictable because what they do is they elect a first vice president and a second vice president, and every 2 years they all kind of get bumped up. So mm-hmm. they know what's coming. It's not official until this Monday when they have their board meeting and they, you know, vote and something could change, but it will be Jim Porter. And what David Keene said about Jim Porter, and Jim Porter won't do interviews until he's actually elected, just to be respectful of the process. David said that while, you know, for him to be here during this, you know, time of post-Newtown and all these issues coming out, and he's comfortable with media and the spokesman is great, he said, but going forward, it looks like we're going to win on the national level. There won't be, it's going to be very hard for them to get the Senate bill back to the floor with any kind of vote. And he said the turn the NRA is going to do now is through the courts to get these Senate bills, through the courts to get these states to have to push back because their laws are so unconstitutional, whether New York, Connecticut, Maryland, Colorado, they're unconstitutional. And so it's going to take plaintiffs, and the NRA will be supporting those cases. And so Jim Porter is a longtime attorney from Alabama. He has led cases. He's represented the NRA. So to have a lawyer leading it does make more sense in this new era that they're walking into.
Yeah, I was going to say, this guy is stepping right into the fire, you know, full flames. So good for him.
Yep.
And especially being an unpaid position, you know that he's doing it out of dedication to the cause, and that's good news.
And what's interesting about Jim Porter is his father was the president of the NRA in the late 50s and early 60s. So he's the first father-son duo. So he really grew up NRA, you know, gun rights, and believes in it, and walking in his father's footsteps.
Mm-hmm. All right. Have you discovered anything you'd like while, traveling the 9 acres down there?
Well, Andy, I live in Washington, D.C., which obviously is not the United States of America. So even if I like something down here, yeah. I'd have to go through 11 steps to register at Washington, D.C. But, you know, it's interesting. I didn't know this. I sort of thought that the guns were for sale at the NRA show, but it's just for show. It's a showcase, and all the firing pins have been removed. Now, of course, everyone here is carrying, you know, carry permits, but as far as you can't actually buy a gun and walk out of here. It's not a gun show. It's you can order for display, and then you can go buy it somewhere else, which is, you know, it's my first meeting, so I'm learning these things as we go along. But, you know, you hear in the mainstream media at the party or, you know, at the big show, at the big sale, it's none of those things. It's a meeting. It's the annual meeting of the NRA.
Yep. All right. Very good. Well, listen, enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk again. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Emily Miller, senior editor for the Opinion Pages, reporting live from Houston, Texas, the big NRA show underway through the weekend. 5:46, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.